It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Ben Affleck has broken his silence after completing 40 days in rehab for alcohol addiction. The 46-year-old actor shared a statement to his 4 million followers on Instagram about his battle to remain sober. He said, "This week I completed a 40-day stay at a treatment center for alcohol addiction and remain in outpatient care. The support I have received from my family, colleagues, and fans means more to me than I can say. It's given me the strength and support to speak about my illness with others. Battling my addiction is a lifelong and difficult struggle. Because of that, one is never really in or out of treatment. It is a full-time commitment. I'm fighting for myself and my family. So many people have reached out on social media and spoken about their own journeys with addiction. To those people, I want to say thank you. Your strength is inspiring and is supporting me in ways I didn't know was possible. It helps me know I am not alone, as I've had to remind myself, if you have a problem, getting help is a sign of courage, not weakness or failure. With acceptance and humility, I continue to avail myself with the help of so many people, and I'm grateful to all those who are there for me. I hope down the road I can offer an example to those who are struggling." Now, Jennifer Garner wants her divorce from Ben Affleck to be done and over with, so she has filed legal docs to speed up the process. She wants to have everything finalized by the end of the year. She's asking the judge in her divorce to have the case yanked from the court system and put in the hands of a private judge. The reason being because a private judge, can accelerate the process and handle the final details quickly. Uh-huh. Jen filed for divorce in April of last year, and the couple's been separated since 2015.
That's got to be tough. And I'm not, I mean, it's tough for everybody, but I almost feel bad for him trying to recover, get over the addiction.
Yep.
And it's like, I know if somebody was like, Lindsay tried, was going to divorce me in the process, I'm like, oh God, please.
That's hard. It's real hard. Shawn Mendes apologized to James Charles. He's a makeup person on YouTube.
Okay.
And it was reported that Shawn was creeped out by comments that this James guy kept on making on his Instagram, like, "Can you juggle me like that?" Shawn allegedly told fans at a secret album listening party, "That dude is always commenting weird blank on my posts." Well, James found out and was super upset and sorry if he felt like Shawn, you know, was saying that he was sexually harassing him. So Shawn reached out to James to apologize and said, "Sorry about all this. I've never said I didn't like you or that you make me uncomfortable. Your comments actually make me laugh and I love them." James then tweeted, "Thank you so much, Shawn Mendes, for clearing everything up. I love you the most. Wow, I'm so happy."
Wish somebody would tweet me and want to juggle my stuff.
I feel, though, like Shawn was being truthful of, "These comments make me uncomfortable." And
well,
then he just didn't want to have backlash of somebody feeling.
No, he never said that they were uncomfortable. He was just saying they were weird. But
right.
I think that someone can be leaving weird comments on your stuff, but that doesn't necessarily make them uncomfortable. They're just bizarre.
I would
and
hope
weird
so.
Because
you don't think Shawn just felt the pressure to like just be nice to everybody, even though that's not how he truly feels?
Not at all. He's probably just like, "Yeah, that dude's always commenting weird, weird stuff."
I was gonna say, you can't be calling people out if that's what either one of you are doing. Because I've seen you go, "Daddy."
Oh, I do.
I've seen you yummy on
I'm not afraid.
Day.
Yeah, and I comment.
No,
like,
double standard here.
Yeah, I have that big cat, that Barcel persona. I'm always commenting like bizarre and obscure things on his posts, and like I probably doesn't make him uncomfortable. He's probably just like, "This girl's crazy," and like makes him laugh.
Well, tell me if you guys would be interested in seeing this. Snoop Dogg is doing his own play called Redemption of a Dog, and he stars alongside Tamar Braxton. Snoop says the play is all about his life and struggles coming over his fame, covering his rise to fame, his missteps, and his redemption. The play is debuting in Houston this week, and he's planning to take it to Broadway.
I would definitely like to see that. That'd be pretty dope.
Oh, it's a lot of great singing, a lot of good rapping, a lot of great acting. It's a great show. I mean, I'm mad that I'm in the show because I want to see it. So I believe Broadway's coming down to check us out on our second show Saturday in Houston. We're doing three shows out here in Houston. So Broadway's coming down Saturday to sneak a peek and see if we're worthy of the call.
And I wonder if his play is going to be like the concerts I've always been to where they start about 2.5 hours after he's supposed to be on stage.
Probably.
Because that pisses me off.
And Lady Gaga was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and talked about changing her appearance for A Star Is Born.
You know, the thing is that, you know, me without makeup and me with my natural hair, that's not actually me. Like, this is me. So I had to really get inside of that. And I changed my hair and I took off my makeup months before filming the movie because I had to get into character and I had to get used to it. And it was actually kind of liberating because nobody knew who I was.
She also talked about what she would be doing if she wasn't Lady Gaga.
If I didn't have an ability to share my songs, I don't know who I would be. You know, it's part of who I am. It's part of what made me happy my whole life. You know, if I wasn't sitting here with you right now, I'd still be in a bar downtown, banging on a piano somewhere with my high heel on the keys, singing my brains off.
She looks beautiful, by the way, like natural. I thought she was
the prettiest she's ever looked in A Star Is Born. By the way, A Star Is Born is out in theaters now. Coming up after 7:15, which actress had a tweet yesterday that landed her in hot water for using the N-word?
What?